Was it not partly your observation, your clinical observation of psychotic cases, which led you to differ from Freud on this?
It was partially my experience with schizophrenic patients that led me to the idea of certain general historical conditions.
Is there any one case that you can now look back on and feel that perhaps it was the turning point of your thought?
Oh, yes. I made quite a number of experiences of that sort, and I went even to Washington to study Negroes at the psychiatric clinic there in order to find out whether they have the same type of dreams as we have. These experiences and others led me then to the hypothesis that there is an impersonal stratum in our psyche. And I can tell you an example. We had a patient in the ward. He was quiet but completely dissociated, schizophrenic. And he was in the clinic already for over 20 years. He had come into the clinic, as a matter of fact, being a young man, a little lost, and did no particular education. And once I came to the ward, and he was obviously excited and called to me, took me by the lapel of my coat and led me to the window and said, look, now you will see. Now look at it. Look up at the sun and see how it moves. See, you must move your head too like this. And then you will see the follows of the sun. And, you know, that's the origin of the wind. And you see how the sun moves as you move your head from one side to the other. Now, of course, I didn't understand it at all. I thought, there he was. He's just crazy. But that case remained in my mind. And 4 years later, I came across a paper written by the German historian Dietrich, who had dealt with the so-called Mithras literature, a part of the great Parisian social papyrus. And there he produced the part of the so-called Mithras liturgy. Namely, it is said there, after the second prayer, thou wilt see how the disk of the sun unfolds. And you will see hanging down from it the tube, the origin of the wind. And when you move thy face, thy face to the regions of the east, it will move there. And if you move your face to the region of the west, it will follow you. And into that, I know, then you, now, this is it. This is the vision of my patient.
Could you be sure that your patient wasn't unconsciously recalling something that somebody had told him?
Oh, no, quite out of question, because that thing was not known. It was in a magic papyrus in Paris, and it wasn't even published. It was only published 4 years later after I had observed it with my patient.
And this, you felt, proved that there was an unconscious, which was something more than personal.
Oh, well, that was not a proof to me, but it was a hint. And I took the hint.